What's up, man? Alright, guys, today's video is titled... You know what? I'm not even gonna tell you the title of this video. The title of this video is gonna be in the... It's gonna be in the thumbnail. Obviously, when you go onto YouTube or MGTOW TV, you can see the name of this video. All I'm gonna say is this video is brought to us by none other than Mr. Yo 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 Homie Yo Alpha. So Yo 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 Homie Yo is out and about in Atlanta. He's about to get his groove on, and let's get right into this bad boy. Oh shit! Oh shit!
First one, if you want AMS to get some snow bunnies.
Oh, it's on now.
First one, if you want AMS to get some snow bunnies.
Oh shit! AMS is upgrading from Shaniqua, Shanani, Yolanda. We're gonna be doing snow bunnies tonight. How come your baby doesn't want to go on video with you and show the world her face?
You know, if it was you motherfucker over the camera, there might be a lot of war over here. My baby has a plethora. A plethora.
Okay, we're gonna get some snow bunnies, guys. You know, we're gonna go to Walmart, get them snow bunnies. Is yo, homie, you asking a bunch of randos on the side of the street where to get snow bunnies at? We got Yolanda and Shaniqua over there, we got Hot Latinas over there, and we have Randy's Donuts over there. For those of you guys who don't know, Randy's Donut is a popular donut joint in Los Angeles. It's right by LAX. It's like a mile and a, it's like 2 miles away from LAX. It's a bit pricey, but Randy's Donuts are worth it. So if you guys are out in LA, man, and you like to go to In-N-Out, you know, things that are exclusive to LA, go to Randy's Donuts when you're by LAX in LA. Especially if you just landed at LAX, man, just go to Randy's Donuts, guys. It's a drive-through donut joint. You're gonna love it. We gotta find those bunnies, man, you know. Rabbits are hard to find. Rabbits are smart. I don't know, man. I've been to Atlanta. Atlanta may not be whack, bro. Might be your game. Oh, shit. Hippie crowds are the best because their women are usually the sluttiest. Damn, it's like watching King Kong walk down the street.
I tell y'all what. The next bad bitch y'all see me, I'ma get it.
Okay. Yo, homie, yo. Oh, shit. Did he just say where the bitch is at? Let's see that one more time. Oh shit! He really did see where the bitch is at! Look at Tyrone Light over here! Look at Tyrone Light! Look at how Tyrone Light is looking at yo, homie, yo! He's like, what the fuck did this guy just say? Oh lord! I thought I was awkward!
Tell me, my brother.
Oh shit, even his girl is like, what he say? Oh shit, even his own girl, even the girl that's paid to be with him is like, I can't believe you just said where the bitch is at. Oh shit. Come on, man. That's like so fucking 1990s, man. Saying where the bitch is at, that's like 1990s crap right there, guys. Oh, Lord. I thought I was stuck back in the 90s.
Yeah, you tell me. I'll tell y'all guys what. We'll cut it back all the way.
How long has this guy been walking around trying to find snow bunnies? Looks like he's been walking around town all night.
Oh, shit.
This is not a drill. I repeat, this is not a drill.
I'm gonna let you get him, man. You get him.
Get him, girl. Get him. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Holy, oh, not a badass, not kind of flat, but that's okay. Damn, they all just passed by a fucking 6'4" building was right there on the sidewalk, and they just passed by him like it was no thing. Damn, bro, you didn't even show up on the radar. Yeah, they left their asses at home. Oh, okay. You can't fire me. I quit. Oh, shit, guys. Did you see that look? Let's see it one more time. Let's see it one more time. Did you guys see how he turned back? Oh, shit. I gotta watch this one more time. There's no way yo, homie, yo is gonna get heartbroken. I gotta watch this one more time. Oh, fuck. Look at how he's looking at them. Oh, shit. Look at that look in his eyes. You know what that reminds me of, guys? You know that look? You know what that reminds me of? I'm gonna show you. You guys remember The Simpsons? You remember that scene from, I'm gonna show you what I'm talking about. Watch this, Luis. You can actually pinpoint the second when it's hardest to have. And now. Oh, shit. He's heartbroken, guys. AMS down. AMS down. 911. Backup needed. AMS down. What's the problem? Broken heart. God damn. Oh my God, guys. Oh my God. I can't. I just can't. I don't know how to say this in words. All I can say is, man, he's heartbroken right there. I mean, him and Ralph Wiggums have a couple of things in common. I mean, they're both, you know, overweight. You know, they both are balding. Obviously, AMS has lost all his hair. But look at that, guys. Look at that look. That's the look of a man who got his heart broken. I never, ever want to see this in my life ever again, guys. I cannot see this anymore. Let's watch it one more time. One more time. Oh, shit, guys. Shit. Watch it one more time. One more time. Okay, let's get it from the start. Okay, white girl's going by. Nice and hot. Not one looking at him. Not even one girl looking at him. Yeah, sure, of course. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God, guys. I can't. I cannot watch this anymore, guys. After watching this, like, two times, I can't watch it anymore. Let's watch it one more time. One more time. Oh, fuck. Oh, damn. Damn, that heartbreak must have been bad right there. Oh, shit. Oh, shit, guys. I kind of know why he now goes exclusively after Shaniqua, Shanani, Yolanda, single mother, post-wall, black mothers who weigh between 250 to 400 pounds. Now I know why. Oh, can't. Let's watch it one more time. One more time. Oh, God. I feel so sorry for AMS, guys. You know, we all been there, man. We all been there. You know, we all been where we got our heart broken. And we all been there, guys. I mean, you guys out there watching this video right now, don't lie to me, don't lie to yourself. You all been there where you got your heart broken in like real time. You can actually feel your heart break in half. This is something that you never ever want to experience more than once. But let's watch this shit one more time. One more time, guys. One more time. One more time. Damn. I can't help it. I'm sorry, guys. This is like a train wreck in slow motion for me. Yeah, they left their asses at home. Oh, okay. So, out of 9 girls, how they all left their asses at home. Maybe if you invited them out for, like, lobster and filet mignon, they would have had nice big asses, huh? Damn. This is a side of AMS that none of us have ever seen before. This is his vulnerable side. This is his real, authentic side. You know, when AMS gets on the internet and he walks around grabbing his junk, saying, yo, 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 homie, yo, I'm alpha, it's all a facade. It's all one big act. This is the real AMS. This is authentic AMS right here in front of you. One more time, guys. One more time. I promise. One more time. One more time, okay? Okay, let's do it from the beginning. Not bad, blondes. Hey, that girl has an ass. Granted, she's not 250 pounds, but it's all good. It's all good. Not bad. Damn, that's not bad. Oh, God, they're so awkward. I'm sorry, guys. I'm a liar. I know I'm gonna go to hell, but I can't help it. Look at how he looks back at them, guys. Look at that look. That's the look of somebody who's like, if I had gotten with one of these gals, how happy I'd be. I can't blame him, guys. I can't blame how AMS is right now. You know, for a guy who exclusively sleeps around with Shaniqua, Shanani, Yolanda, Tiandra, and he sees a bunch of hotties walk by, not even looking at him. I mean, what does that do to your self-esteem, man? I mean, what does that say about you when you're like 6'4", you weigh probably 300 pounds, and like a dozen white girls walk by without even looking at you. It's like you didn't even show up on their radar. And you know what's fucked up, guys? I bet you Tyrone Light, we saw a couple of minutes ago, I bet he fucked all their pussies. What? Go off on them? What did he say? Are you going to go off on them? Why? Why were you going to go off on them, AMS? Okay, let me hear it one more time so I make sure I don't take this out of context. Heartbreak? Okay, this makes no sense. Why were you going to go off on them, man? What did Rollo Tomasi say? Desire cannot be negotiated. This girl simply didn't desire you because, well, you're bald. You're monster. You're overweight. You're more obese than I am. You know? What are you going to do, man? Follow them around and be like, yo, 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 homie, yo, I'm alpha. You know what, guys? If AMS was that, you know what? You want to know something, guys? I bet with you, if AMS was to say, was not, in place of saying, where the bitch is at, if he said, yo, 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 homie, yo, I'm alpha, I bet that would have been a lot more funnier and a lot more cooler than saying, where the bitch is at. So if you guys see AMS, you know, gearing up on camera and being like, yo, 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 homie, yo, I'm alpha, you know he got that from me. And you know what, AMS? You're more than welcome to take that line and use it for yourself, because I am telling you, bro, people will love you, because it's kind of like mocking yourself in a way, and you know, that type of self-deprecating humor is very, very looked, is very, very good. I mean, Seinfeld, his entire career was self-deprecating humor. That's how he became a multi-billionaire. So, yeah, man, for all of you AMS subs out there, man, we love our goofballs on this channel. I mean, right now, you guys seen it with your own eyes. He struck out with young, hot women, women who are single, women who are hot, women are young. They just didn't want him because they were not in the Beta Bucks Deluxe phase of their life, looking for somebody who's gonna be, who's gonna take care of their kids. They're not looking for someone to take him out to Ruth's Chris Steakhouse, filet mignon, stuff like that. This is what you guys out there need to understand, man. What you guys out there need to understand is that, you guys need to understand something very important, okay? The younger a woman is, the woman who has, who's child-free or childless, women like that, guys, women like that, they're looking to have fun. They're looking to hook up with hot guys. They're not looking to hook up with some guy who has money, you know? As you guys know, yo, 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 homie, yo. As you guys know, AMS, you know, he's a multimillionaire. He has a G-Wagon. He lives in an affluent neighborhood in Atlanta, luxury condo. He has all sorts of YouTube and internet fame. He's like a best author, but none of that stuff, none of that stuff means anything to women if he don't make that pussy wet. This is what I, you know, my channel, Alpha Male Lifestyle, okay? My channel is all about giving you a lifestyle so women can find you to be desirable, okay? You have to understand, man, here in America, outside of Chad, outside of Tyrone, you know, you're pretty much invisible to women here in America. So you have to go overseas to get hot woman. And I'm going to show you guys, you know, I'm going to show you receipts, okay? See this? This is obviously me. This is a hot Latina I picked up at the bar when I was in San Cristobal a couple of weeks ago. I'm still in contact with her on WhatsApp. You know, maybe I'll fuck her later on. But the point I'm trying to get to you guys is that a lifestyle is a lot better than strategies, okay? Strategies only work on a limited basis, you know? I mean, for example, you strategize when you go to war, you strategize when you play a basketball game, but when it comes to the game of life, strategies really don't work that well in the long run, you know? So if you want to manipulate a woman's hypergamy and, you know, tell her you own a Mercedes Benz and that fucking Jeff Bezos is going to invest in your two-bit corporation, that way you get into her panties, yeah, that might work, but obviously it's going to be a one-night stand because eventually she's going to find out you're an unimportant loser nobody. But when you guys have a lifestyle, I mean, guys, I hop on planes, I go all over the world, you know, I can live like a king in San Cristobal for $1,000. You guys out there need to understand something very, very, very important, okay? When you have a lifestyle, that's when you can put yourself in a position where women find you attractive, you know? I went to a small town. It's up in the mountains. It's right next to the Guatemalan border. Obviously, all the people over there, they're short, they're Guatemalan. This girl over here, guys, believe it or not, I know the camera angle doesn't, I know the camera angle might say otherwise, but this girl, she's literally 5'0". I'm 6'3", she's 5'0", and as you guys can see, the height advantage works when you go overseas, especially in communities where the people over there are super short. Not to mention, guys, you know, let's be honest, even though here in America, I don't stand much of a chance, but fucking in Guatemala, I'm like all that in a bag of chips. For those guys, for those of you who don't know, a little history lesson, the state of Chiapas I was in Mexico at one point, that was part of Guatemala, so obviously the people there are Guatemalan, you know, even though they're Mexican now, but nevertheless, you know, they're Guatemalan. As you all know, Guatemalan are short people, so when I'm in Chiapas, guys, you know, I'm fucking Chad over there, you know, that's just how it is. Why? Because my lifestyle allows me to go to places where I can geomax, where I can become the big fish in a pond. You guys seen it with your own eyes. You know, AMS is 6'4", but he's no Tyrone, okay? That's why literally a dozen white girls passed by him without even looking at him, because he just doesn't make that pussy wet for him, because there are other guys who are hotter than he is. So this is why I'm telling you guys out there watching this video, okay? You have to have a lifestyle. What's happening here? Am I good? Am I still good or not? I think I'm still recording, but anyways, I'm pretty much done anyways. Am I still recording? God, I hope I'm still recording this shit. Anyway, guys, what I wanted to tell you, I'm really finishing up this video at this point. I'm just rambling on. What I'm telling you guys is that you need a lifestyle. At the end of the day, guys, if you want to get hot woman. Now, again, this girl, she's 5'0". She's 30 years old. She's a single mother. She has 3 daughters. But you know what? I want good pussy. At the end of the day, guys, the name of the game is good pussy. I want good pussy that's like the Niagara Falls down there. I don't want a woman who's going to get with me because, you know, see this, you know? I don't want a woman to get with me because I have this, okay? You know, that's what yo homie yo teaches you. He's all about the bling bling and walking around town with, you know, Rolex and jewelry and shit like that. You know, when I met this girl, guys, I was wearing the same thing I'm wearing here, okay? There's a reason why I, Amr Mitwali, there's a reason why I wear the same clothes wherever I go. Because if a woman is gonna get with me, she wants my dick in her pussy. She's not gonna get with me because she saw that, you know, oh, he's rich. I can take advantage of him. I can, you know, steal his money. I can divorce rape him at the end of the day. But the reality of the matter, guys, is that when a woman looks at a guy like me, I have nothing about me that says money, okay? Nothing about me. I mean, you guys can see it, man. I'm wearing a $2 wife beater. I'm wearing shorts. I'm wearing fucking flip-flops, okay? Nothing about Amer Mitwali says this guy has money. So if a girl is gonna get with me, it's because she wants my dick in her pussy. With AMS, with his strategies, it's all about manipulating a woman to sleep with you because you're manipulating her hypergamy by giving her the illusion that you're rich, that you have money, but in reality, you don't. This is why a lot of guys in America end up getting Me Too'd and going to prison because they mislead women, and the woman is like, oh my God, rape, rape, rape. But in my case, she wanted my dick in her pussy. That's it. That's what it all comes down to at the end of the day, guys. On my channel, on my Alpha Male Lifestyle channel, guys, it's all about getting good pussy. It's all about a woman wanting to be with you because she wants you inside of her. Not because you're rich, not because you're fucking driving a Benz, but because you're hot, okay? When I met this girl at the bar, the first thing she said when I entered the bar was, oh my God, you're tall. You know, again, she's 5'0", I'm 6'3". So I got her right off the bat because of my height, you know? If I go to Amsterdam where everybody there is over 6 feet, I'm not going to have much luck in Amsterdam. But when I go to a place like San Cristobal where everybody is like 5 feet, not to mention, guys, a lot of these Mexican people, they legitimately think I'm half Mexican, half white. So it actually works in my favor to be in Mexico because people there think I'm part white, part Mexican, even though I have absolutely no Latin blood in me whatsoever. But again, that's the whole point of a lifestyle. The whole point of a lifestyle, guys, is being able to go anywhere in the world where you are able to geomax, whereby you are able to be a big fish in a small pond. So for all of you guys out there, man, come over to my Alpha Male Lifestyle channel on MGTOW TV. I do have a channel on YouTube, but it's really not going anywhere because Susan doesn't like it when I don't call her back, so she's punishing me by censoring and throttling my channel, but that's okay. This is why I created MGTOW.TV. So for you guys out there watching this, you want to live the alpha male lifestyle, just subscribe to my channel. Wherever you see the video, just go to MGTOW.TV. I'm going to put the link in there for you. Anyway, guys, that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe, and I'm going to see you in the next one.